Dementia can be a concern for many Wisconsin families as people age, and Latinos are 50% more likely to develop dementia than non-Latino white Americans, according to the Alzheimer's Association.
Now, Wisconsin's only bilingual memory clinic is partnering with researchers at UW Health to create a new elective course for medical students to get hands-on experience in dementia diagnosis and care for the Latino community.
Dr. Maria Mora Pinzon is preventive medicine physician and assistant professor of medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Pinzon leads the research team on this project. And Shari Perez is the Community Health and Research Program Coordinator with the United Community Center in Milwaukee that operates the Latino Geriatric Center Memory Clinic. Shari, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having us.
And Dr. Mora Pinzon, thanks for being with us.
A pleasure to be here.
Well, Dr. Mora Pinzon, let's talk about the problem you're trying to address with this partnership and this class. Why do we worry particularly about the risk of dementia and diagnosing and treating it for the Latino community?
Well, one of the things is that we don't talk about dementia in Latino communities. We have a perception that forgetting is just normal as we age, but the Latino community is getting older. Over the next 25 years, we expect that the number of people affected by dementia in the Latino community will increase in 900%. Right now, there's about 600,000 people in the United States with the condition. That number is going to skyrocket to 3.5 million just in the 25 years.
And Dr. Mora Pinzon, this class is part of the solution. What kind of experiences are you hoping that medical students take away from this class and then collaborating with United Community Center?
Well, one of the main things is that the United Community Center has over 17 years of experience in working with Latino older adults with dementia and even diagnosing them and helping them through this journey. So that's an experience that we hope the students will be able to see, building on all of that amazing knowledge, that organizational memory on how do we treat Latinos? What are the barriers that they experience? How do we involve the families in the process in a way that is not only welcome, but also useful in this journey.
And Shari, the Latino Geriatric Center Memory Clinic with the United Community Center there in Milwaukee, how do you help people overcome those barriers that Dr. Mora Pinzon was just talking about?
Well, first of all, is the only memory clinic within Wisconsin that all the staff is bilingual in English and Spanish, and they're all Latino as well. So they understand that culture that we need to take into consideration when we're doing diagnosis. And they're also in a space that is safe and that feels comfortable for our seniors when they're getting their diagnosis. It's a space that feels culturally appropriate and that the staff is prepared to serve them in a way that takes into consideration all the things that come into the diagnosis besides just the diagnosis, like language, culture, and the way of talking to them and explaining things in a way that they can understand.
Dr. Mora Pinzon, what are some of the concrete obstacles that, hey, if I'm a health care provider and I don't understand the language or the culture, what kind of things am I going to miss when I'm trying to, say, have a diagnosis of dementia?
Well, one of the first things is that sometimes we think Spanish is the same, but it's actually very different from one country or another. And I love this example that I learned actually from my partners at UCC. There's one of the tests that we do in for memory in general is asking somebody, hey, could you give me 10 fruits or 10 vegetables? There's one word that depending on your country of origin, you might refer to one fruit or one vegetable. Unless we know, okay, where is this person coming from? What word, are they using the right word correctly or are they using the wrong word? That's a key example of why it's important to know where somebody's coming from, what are the experiences. Another example is in some countries, there's might be houses building on rivers and lakes. So if you ask somebody, could you draw a house, and they draw a river under the house, you might think as a provider, like, oh, no, they are clearly confused. When it turns out that maybe they are just remembering things from their childhood.
Sorry, how are you going to be working at the United Community Center with these medical school students to learn those things that we just heard from Dr. Maura Pinzon, those kind of examples of understanding the culture to help with that diagnosis?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for them because they're going to be able to have their lectures and get, you know, all this information. But at the same time, they're going to have the opportunity to come here to the clinic and shadow our nurse and our social worker and the doctor and be able to see how they interact with the participants, how the participants ask questions, and be able to see beyond just the lecture, as well in terms of resources, because they're going to have the opportunity to visit our adult day center, where they're going to see what happens after the diagnosis.
We're talking about a new partnership aimed at better serving Wisconsin Latinos suffering from dementia. Dr. Maria Maura Pinzon is with us, assistant professor of medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, and Shari Perez, health research program coordinator for the United Community Center in Milwaukee. Dr. Maura Pinzon, this is not the first piece of cooperation between UW-Madison, UW-Health, and the United Community Center. Can you talk about the history behind this that can lead up to a collaborative project like this?
Oh, delighted to talk about this. So I'm also part of the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, which is part of the School of Medicine. Since 1998, our institute has been developing this network of clinics where we have partners all around the state. We provide education, support for many physicians around the state on how to diagnose dementia, what to do when you get into trouble, where to refer patients if you need a second opinion. Over the last 20 years, we've been working on that, and the clinic at United Community Center has been one of those key clinics always with us over the last 17, 18 years, being part of this community. So this is, I will say, a continuation of that work. How do we now train medical students, train other people specifically on all of the things that the Latino Geriatric Center has been able to learn and create over the last few years?
And Shari, from your side of things, so can you talk about that history of collaboration and the kind of partnerships you try to build there?
Yeah, definitely. UW-Madison, UW-Health has always been a great partner of UCC. They have supported our clinic and have supported other projects as well, research projects, education projects for our Latina community, not only the older adult community, but all communities as well. And I think the most important part is that they are present in the community. We feel comfortable reaching out when we have an issue, when we identify a gap in our community. We know that we can call them and talk about possible solutions for what we've seen, always keeping in mind what the community needs and what the community wants.
Dr. Maura Pinzon, part of a dementia diagnosis can start with making sure family members and other loved ones are aware. They know the warning signs. This could be a challenge for any community, of course, in Wisconsin. How do you reach out in particular to the Latino community to have that public health message out there to watch for dementia?
Well, that's one of the things that we are also looking for the different options. We know that increasing awareness in our communities is important. But we are using all of the methods at our disposal. We have done TV announcements. We have little TV segments, social media, community events. And I think UCC is a great example of this, doing education sessions and just keep the word out. But every day is a challenge. There's a lot of information. So we really hope also that as we progress, we learn of new ways to get families, to get people involved, to increase the awareness. But the main thing is just keeping putting the information everywhere, reaching out where people is, and not just hoping for somebody to ask their doctor, oh, by the way, is this an issue?
And Shari, how do you do that on the ground there in Milwaukee?
Yeah, we try to connect with the families and not think only about the patient. But we have information and resources for the family as well. Some of the services that we have here in the community is respite services like the Adult Day Center, where they have a space where they feel safe to send their parents and then be able to do other things like working or kind of taking a break. We realize that our community sometimes feel that taking care of their parents is their duty, and sometimes it's overwhelming, and they don't know who to ask for help. And that's why we're here, to let them know it's okay to ask for help, and we're here to support you.
We'll leave it there. Dr. Maura Pinzon, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Shari, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Maria Maura Pinzon is an assistant professor of medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Shari Perez is the Community Health and Research Program Coordinator for the United Community Center in Milwaukee. Been talking about a new course for medical students to gain dementia care experience working with the Latino community.